Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I'm Freebear, one of the hosts. I thought we were going to get a new announcer for the show, or maybe someone to make some drops. Because we're doing what you do on a Friday night, me and my wife, and one of our dudes were sitting around seeing who could do dumb voices. It started out because of the thing we did on segment 17 the other day. Kelly, what were the two words you said? Oh, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, wow, and you had to say it like, okay. Surprise, sad. Disappointed.
That video, by the way, was hilarious.
Yeah, the video
that
was
you
good.
Posted on social over the weekend.
Well, then we started doing similar, and eventually it just led to this dumb moment where I thought I was going to get a fun drop.
Name that blank.
That's me.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
That's Hayden. That's not what I asked him to say at all. That's not what I asked him to say at all. I said, name that blank. He's
okay.
You heard him.
Name that blank.
That was him?
Yes.
Name that blank. Say it with that tempo.
Blank.
it's impressive and unnerving.
Say the whole thing.
It's so deeper. It's going crazy.
I don't know. Dude,
that's his real, like, well, an exaggerated version of his real voice.
Name that blank.
Say just like me. Name that blank.
I'd be so annoyed.
It's such a smart guy.
Just say it.
Say what I'm saying.
You have to do it again because horse laugh ruined it.
Well, yeah, no, the voice is great. So that's what I
that
did Friday.
That was impressive how
Wasn't
he can
it?
Get his voice that how bad.
Can we listen to the pretzel one again?
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
He sounds like the movie guy.
Yeah.
In a land where Don pretzels LaFontaine. Make you thirsty.
That's hilarious.
That was fun. We had a lot of fun.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
And I'm going to save that as a drop. So you're going to hear that 6 months from now. And nobody's going to have any idea who it is or why we have it.
But at some point, we'll travel through Philly again and we'll have to use that.
Yes. Drop. Oh, are we going through Philly?
No.
No, we're going direct, right?
No.
Oh, darn. Well,
yeah. I mean, as direct as Philly, Newark.
Yeah.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Good morning, I'm Steve, and I had like the most whirlwind trip ever on Sunday. I left on Sunday morning, got back on Monday morning, and I went to Boston with my buddy Kyle, met up with my brother, and we did a full day of just drinking around the city, and then went to a Springsteen concert that night, and then we had to wake up super early Monday morning and fly back.
How early did you get up to leave for the airport?
Yesterday, on the way back.
Yeah.
5:15.
That's tough.
Our flight was at 7:10.
You guys had been doing nothing but roaming the whole day.
Yeah. Now I was smart. I stopped at a certain point. Like we got to the concert and I'm not a huge beer drinker, but you know, when you're at a concert, like typically your options are beer. And I didn't want one of those massive beers that's like, you know, 68 ounces or something. So I was like, you know something? I think I'm good. I am done. I'm not going to have any more. Well, Kyle and my brother drank another 3 beers at the concert. And
together with 2 straws or
no,
6
no,
total?
No, they had 6 total. So they had, they had 3 more at the show. And then for weeks, my brother had been saying, all I want to do is get an old fashioned after the show. And I was like, all right, well, you're on your own for that. I'm not getting an old fashioned.
He's got some big dreams in him.
Yeah. So he.
Yeah. Because after a Springsteen show, what is it? 2 a.m.?
No, it was show started at 7:30. So it was over just before 10:30. But
OK, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, by the time we made our way out and went a couple blocks and got to a bar, it was after 11. And they both sat down and they were both like, yeah, give me an old fashioned. And I was like,
oh man,
you're a crazy man.
You're like, so, I want to go to bed.
I was perfectly fine. I was guy sitting at the bar sipping a water though. I'm like, nope, I am not joining your idiot
Smart.
Crew.
Were either of them hungover on their planes or trains?
Bit. Yeah.
A bit. That's miserable.
Yeah.
You did the right thing. Always make sure you're not hungover for travel. It's like, terrible.
Yeah. It was so much fun though. And I had a great time.
Good morning, I'm Kelly. Y'all ever do that thing where you sit down on the toilet seat, but the actual top of the toilet seat is down, so your butt just hits the top of the toilet seat?
Yeah.
You mean it's closed?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean the lid is down?
That's exactly what I just said. Yeah. I literally just said, you know, like when the top is down.
Yeah.
And you sit on it, and you're like, what is happening? It feels like your toilet's betrayed you, but you actually just weren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I did that over the weekend, and I hated myself. I was like, why does this feel so humiliating? Nobody saw it but me. But immediately I'm just like so embarrassed by my butt cheeks. And I just like hated that feeling so much.
What's
and I know
worse?
People know that feeling.
What's worse, that or when you lift up the toilet seat too and then your butt hits water?
Oh, that's awful.
Like that's way the seat's worse. Gone. That's way worse when you don't realize the seat itself is up too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bad feeling.
Yeah. So I just wanted to remind you guys of what that feels like so everybody can squirm for just a second because for whatever reason, it's so weird.
Yeah. It is oddly embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's going to know.
Nope. Nope. Not.
Yeah.
No, they're not even in here.
I feel like I got to wipe the seat down in case I left like an imprint or something.
Yeah.
You sit down with like I'm ready to go. And I was not.
You're ready.
I'm just thankful that I didn't like immediately start going to the bathroom. Like, you know, some people, I feel like they just get to going.
Like before they touch the porcelain, they're already dropping it out.
Yeah. Or maybe once they've sat, like they just can't control it. Like you get the closer you get, the urge is stronger.
Yeah. Your brain tells you you're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's time to give up. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
That same feeling like when you drive home and you have to go to the bathroom really bad. And as soon as you pull in your driveway, it's like, I'm going to die.
Yeah. I'm going to pee myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I see that.
Somehow the brain knows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. Good morning. I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot. Hot, 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 hot.
You know those throwback style sneakers that are like 70s and 80s looking styles where they're all suedey looking. They look like
Steve's.
They look like old tennis shoes from the 70s.
I think I'd need give me a brand. Give me a brand I can look up.
I don't know. Like this.
I thought you said this was a hot take.
It is. I thought you'd know what I was talking about. You can buy these everywhere, and they're ugly as balls. You shouldn't buy them. They're stupid.
They're quite a scourge, the way 20% of the people are vaguely aware of them.
Well, I thought throwback sneakers, given that you guys are all from the 80s, you'd know what I was talking about.
What's the deal with Yar's Revenge?
Those are ugly shoes.
Man, did you just say I'm not?
Yeah, I did.
You might be more authentically from the 80s than I am.
You think?
Just from a soul perspective.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm sorry we didn't know your shoes, Hot Wings.
Well, it's
all right. Hate to leave you in the lurch like that.
Yeah. Thought you'd know what I meant.
Did you guys see that hanky I saw this weekend?
Yeah, that's the same. That's the same. Thank you.
What am I thinking of right now?
I want Saucony's to come back. I loved the Saucony's, which is essentially what you just showed us. I think they're so great.
You can get them.
They're ugly.
Don't get them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I just want them to come back so they're not ugly. Maybe I start wearing them and then one day they'll come back. They just look like they've got one of those, you know, on the end of a printer paper, like in the 80s and 90s, the tearaway paper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Saucony's logo on the side of their shoes always
totally
looked like that to me.
When I worked at the shoe store, everyone, they were just for runners then.
Yeah.
Maybe they always were. But everyone who came in said it differently.
Oh, I know
some of the Saucony's.
Yeah, I know
I thought it was Saucony.
I know you're saying it right, but I always see it as Saucony in my head.
Saucony, that was another one.
Yeah.
Saucony.
Yeah.
What did you say? Saucony.
Saucony.
I was
pretty sure it was Saucony, but maybe it's Saucony.
I have no idea. I used to sell them. I didn't know how to pronounce Converse or Nike.
I know we always said
we just sold them.
Originally, we always said Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know it was Nike.
That's true.
Get some Nikes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.